We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishem Chaim Yaakov Pitachos Eliyahu Meirin Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Tezayin. Who are you, Omer? This is a continuation of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, and it's a continuation of what he said in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah he spoke about that the day is short. There's a lot of malacha to do. Hashem is putting pressure on us. We shouldn't be wasting any time. There's a lot of schar waiting for us, but there's a lot of Torah to be learned. So who are you, Omer? He says, calms us down by saying Lo Alecha Hamalacha Legmor. A person shouldn't think that okay, there's so much malacha. There's no way I can finish all of the Torah. There's too much Torah to learn. No, it's not your responsibility to finish the Torah. Bar Shuru says, Lo scharcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu ligmor es kula. Hashem didn't hire you to finish the whole job. Kadesh tafsid scharcha lo tigmaran. That you're going to lose out on the schar. You didn't finish the house. You didn't finish the job. I'm not going to pay you. V'shema tomar eini lo mei veini nuthel sachar. So you would say, maybe I shouldn't learn. It's okay. I'm not going to get, so I won't learn. I won't get schar. So there comes the next statement to say, you have no right, you're not considered a free person that you have the right to waste your time in to abandon the Torah. You have to be studying Torah as well. So on the one hand, don't feel pressure, you have to finish the job, you do whatever you can, it's based on your effort, you'll get schar for that which you do. On the other hand, don't think that, okay, you know what, I'd rather not do anything. I'm not going to do the work, so I'll forget about the schar. I don't need the schar. No, you're not a ben chorin li botel minel. You have an obligation. Vagiso b'yom v'layla lo yomush sefer hatarazim mipicha. And we learn a kavachomer chazal say Yeshua bin Nun, who said this statement in Yeshua Perak Aleph Pachas Ches, don't abandon the Torah. Yeshua bin Nun, who was involved in Torah from when he was very young till he was very old, and he says lo yomush. So everybody else, alachas kama v'kama, Tanit Beilio Zuta teaches us. So then the Mishnah says, what else? V'im lamata Torah harbei inosim chosachar harbei. If you learned a lot of Torah, you get a lot of schar, which means all depends on how much you do. If you learn a little Torah, you get a little bit of schar. So, and the v'nemanu ba'malach tochosh yishan l'choschar pulasecha, which we had that statement already. And don't worry, Hashem is going to pay you back. Don't be concerned that your employer may say, listen, I don't really have the money right now. Come back another time. So you can be confident that Hashem is going to reward you for whatever effort you put in. It is guaranteed. And it depends on your effort. And then the message concludes, V'dan, you should know, Matan Schorin Shal Tzadikim La'asid Lavo. The schar for tzadikim, for the righteous, is really an Olam Haba. Olam Haba, whether that's a reference to the life of the souls, or it's a reference to Yemos HaMashiach, different opinions about that in Maseches Sanhedrin, which we covered already. But the point is that this is an incentive we should have. If we don't see the peros necessarily in this world, the Karen is Olam Haba, as we say, the principle maybe for the next world. So there is schar that's going to be paid, and if we feel, oh, we don't see it, I'm doing the work, I'm putting in the effort, putting in the time of Torah, I don't see the schar in my lifetime, don't worry, the matan schar, the real schar, is la'asid lavo. This is based on the pasuk, we say in Devarim Zion, the pasuk says, asher lochim tzavacho hayom la'asosam. What's hayom la'asosam? Hayom la'asosam. When do we do the mitzvahs? Today, in this world. U'machar l'kabel scharam, but the schar is tomorrow. What's tomorrow? That's olam haba, kiddushin lamites, and the Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Kuf Mem Beis with respect to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein says L'man Yarichun Yomecha, what's so that you have longevity for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein and Kibud Avaim, very difficult mitzvah, the Kibud Avaim, a very easy mitzvah Shiluach HaKein and all the mitzvahs in between. There's Arichus Yomim, when we can say there's real longevity, that's eternal life, that's the Olam, that's the Olam Shekulo Tov and the Olam Shekulo Aruch, where a lifetime that is really, that has real longevity, that's eternal. So we shouldn't be discouraged. The schar is waiting for us in Olam Haba. We begin the third parak, parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We speak about Akavya Men Mahalalo. We mentioned him in Adios. He was a difficult end to his life. But then when he was put in Cherem, but they used to say that his such greatness when the Azara closed on Erev Pesach, when the Jewish people were there to bring the Korban Pesach, there was no one like him in Torah, in greatness, in Chochm, in Yira Asachet, like Akavya ben Mahalalel. So he teaches us, he says the following, Havim Nahalal Omer, Histakel B'Shlosha Dvarim V'Yatapa L'Idei Aver. Look at three things, and you won't come to sin. Damei Ayin Basa, you should know where you come from, and he's going to go through each of these. Ulana Tolech, where are you going? V'Fnei Miyat And in front of whom are you going to give a din v'cheshbon, a future judgment and calculation in the future? In olam haba, me'ayin basa. So the first, what should I be thinking of? Mitipa shrucha, where have I come from? A putrid drop, says the Bar Tanura. Says the Bar Tanura the following: why are we referring to tipa shrucha? Child is born. Is it really a saruach, something that's filthy? So he says like this: tipa shechva zera. Afal bishu b'shasa ibur, the time of conception. It's not filthy. When do we say it's masreches? And it no longer has the ability to create a child. That's after 3 days. Why do we call it that? If it would be removed from the woman's body, so then it would be masriach right away. A person who recognizes where he comes from the just this one drop, so he'll be saved from gaiva, from arrogance. The next thing is ulana taholech. If you realize where we're going, lemakom afarim of toleim, in a place of dust, of worms, of maggots. And what will that help us do? So the Bar Tanur says on that nitzol min hataiva v'hachemda shel el hamama. Person realize where he's going to the grave eventually. So the desires he has, and certainly the desire for money, which he's not going to take with him. Al tira ki asherish, we say in Tehillim, ki be kabobe so ki lob maso ikach hakol, lo reirach lev kvodo. He's not going to take the money with him. And the final thing we should look at, he says, is in front of whom, in front of whom are we destined to give judgment and an accounting of finay melech, malchei hamalachim, hakadosh baruch hu. And that will help a person, says the Bar Tanura, porish min achet, someone who has that in mind, he's certainly going to separate himself from sin, distance from sin, venu nichshal baveri, won't stumble in doing something wrong, recognizing that we have to give eventually a din v'cheshbon. The Gros is famous for his comment about what's the difference between din v'cheshbon. The bottom line is we're being judged and we have to give an accounting. So he says din is a reference to the averus that we've done. We are going to be judged and going to be punished. What's the cheshbon? What's this calculation, the accounting? It's the mitzvos we could have done at the time that we were doing those averus. How much more schar we could be receiving. The Yishalmi in Sota, Perek Beis, Halacha Hey, says that these things of that Kavya says can are based on a pasuk in Koheles. Perek Yud Beis, it says, Zuchur is Borecha. You should remember, now Borecha means the one who created you. But he says that in that word contains all of these three messages. Borecha can be understood as Be'erecha. It could be borecha and borecha. What are the three things? So be'erecha, your be'er, your wellspring. So that's bimelkam shabasa. That's the tipa shrucha. That's where you conceived all the way at the beginning. That's your be'er. Borecha with a as a bore, that's a pit. That's the place where you're going. That's the kever. And borecha, your creator, that's the one in front of whom you will give a din v'cheshbon. So all of these are hinted to in the pasuk uzuchores borecha. Remember be'erecha, borecha, and borecha.